Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The Muslim Brotherhood, we're talking about the caliphate, we're talking about Sharia.
Yeah.
We're talking about how over 100 mosques were surveyed and how 81% of those mosques were distributing violent texts, you know, violent readings, booklets, information to their congregants.
Wow.
And we don't want Sharia. You know, but the church has to repent. I mean, we have choice. I guess there's a choice is available.
That's right.
But we got to turn back to God. You know, we have to honor the Lord. We got to honor the Lord in our life every day, in our marriages, in our family, in our personal walk. We have to get the sin out. We can't give God lip service. We got to give him our hearts.
That's right.
And so, and maybe we can hold on to this wonderful nation, this beautiful country that the Lord has given us, and we can walk this thing out together. But if you don't have the Constitution, you know, the country is a republic, and when the founding fathers wrote the Constitution, they were very aware of what a democratic government would be like. These guys weren't ignorant. If you notice, I mean, it is the longest constitution. It actually has only 4,400 words, Pat. 4,400 words, and it's the longest, like I said, living constitution in the world today.
Right.
And it's held our nation together. I mean, and it's just amazing.
It's powerful.
But if we don't know that, even in our pledge, you know, pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. So you know that the word democracy is not found once in the Constitution?
Really?
It's not found even once.
Oh, wow.
And the difference is that a republic government basically upholds it's a representative government, okay? And the representative government, it upholds the Constitution. That's what they uphold the Constitution. Their powers and what they can do. We represent. We can't go to Washington, D.C. We got lives. We work. We do all this other stuff. We can't go. But we elect a representative for us. You know, we're the king. They're spending money, you know, to get to interview for the job, if you will. And we vote. We select. We hire. You know, our elected officials to go and represent us, and their powers are limited because we have a republic,
right?
And they're limited because they're there to uphold the Constitution. They're there to, in fact, when they take their oath, they take their oath to defend the Constitution, to uphold the Constitution.
That's right.
So it's interesting when our president goes to another country and gives a speech and says that his job is to defend negative stereotypes of Islam and Muslims. It's like, no,
not what we hired you for.
No, it's not what we hired you for. And it's important. It's important because now you have, you have Michelle Bachmann, the Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who, you know, was the first one to really start looking into this, that the Secretary of State, which is the third most powerful person in the Obama administration, you got the president, you got the vice president, and you have the secretary of state.
That's right.
And she was just selected as the second most powerful woman in the world, I believe, for the second time. And her assistant, Uma Abedin, she has, her father was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Her mother was a part of the sisterhood. And all Michelle Bachmann asked was that, you know, how was there any clearance done for this? Was there any kind of connection? And you know, you had people and you even had some other senators and congressmen, and she wasn't alone. There were others that joined with her. She wasn't like making this lone, you know, statement on her own. There were others who joined her, but there were others that came against her. And we have to get behind our elected representatives.
They're
representing us. Is that something that maybe you would have asked the same question? But since you couldn't ask in person, she asked for you.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
That's right.
She asked for you. And you have to have a level of clearance. It's like, wait a second, what is happening? What is going on?
Right.
And so when you have a republic that wants to uphold the Constitution, that's an important thing. It's a representative government. But a democracy is different. A democratic government is a government that rules by the majority. Mm-hmm. Well, hello, if you're in the minority,
yeah.
If you're in the minority, this is not going to go well for you. And what the republic does is that it protects those who are a minority. It makes sure that their rights are not going to be infringed upon.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at it, I mean, if we had a democratic government, you could see where through migration alone, that's why the Constitution is mm-hmm. so important. There can be a twisting. If you have a whole bunch of people that want a certain thing to happen, then with a democracy, a democratic form of government that way, then they can literally change things overnight.
Right.
And it could be a total infringement on the rights of those who are not in the majority.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so, you know, when you get a full perspective and a full understanding of what is happening,
mm-hmm.
and I'm telling you, we cannot afford anymore to be ignorant and not know. We have to know. And it's not just about Americans or, you know, it's really all stems from the church.
That's right.
You know, as the church goes, so goes the nation and the world, really.
That's right.
And so we just have to repent and turn back to God.
Amen.
And make God the center of our lives again. We got to, you know, turn back, journey back. There's a wonderful segment on the VFN Torch called Journey Back. You got to listen to that. This is about journeying back to the ways of God, journeying back to the ways of God. And we've heard about God's set man, and there's so much more that we're going to talk about.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.